State of Grace, First Family Series, Book 2, by Marie Force, narrated by Eva Kaminsky. Chapter 1. DC Metro Police Lieutenant Sam Holland rushed through the doors to NBC4 at 8:15 on a Monday morning, 12 days before Christmas. Her Secret Service agents, Vernon and Jimmy, followed close behind her. For this TV appearance, she was also Samantha Capuano, First Lady of the United States. The only reason the Today Show was interested in this interview was because she was First Lady, a title she was still getting used to 2.5 weeks after her husband had suddenly been promoted from Vice President to President. The department's psychiatrist, Dr. Trulot, was waiting in the lobby, along with a staffer from the TV station and Lilia Van Nostrand, Sam's White House chief of staff.
"I'm glad to see you," Dr. Trulot said. "I was afraid you were standing me up."
"Sorry I'm late," Sam said. "Aubrey was having a rough morning, and I needed a few extra minutes with her." "Is she okay?" Lilia asked, as they followed a young woman who seemed to know where she was going. "She will be." Everyone they encountered stopped what they were doing to watch Sam go by. She hated that, but it came with the territory she and Nick now found themselves in as the nation's first couple. If their profile had been uncomfortably high as the second couple, it was 1,000 times higher now, and she was working on making the transition. However, after a seismic shift such as the one that had occurred in their lives, she would need more than a couple of weeks to fully process their change in status.
"Right this way," the young woman said as she led them into a green room. "We're so excited to have you here, Mrs. Capuano."
Even though she was in full uniform with the name Holland on her chest, the woman still referred to her as Mrs. Capuano. She was coming around to also understanding that everyone thought of her as Mrs. Capuano, except her colleagues with the MPD.
"I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name."
"It's Yvonne, ma'am."
Sam shook her hand. "Very nice to meet you, Yvonne."
"Likewise, ma'am. You have no idea how exciting it is for us to have you here."
"Thanks for having us."
"Please make yourselves comfortable and have some refreshments. We'll come for you in about 20 minutes.
"Thank you."
Sam glanced with yearning at the table containing bagels, muffins, and pastries. Carbs went straight to her ass, but she hadn't gotten to eat breakfast before leaving the White House because she'd been tending to Aubrey. Screw it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?